I wasn't here. I left at daylight this morning to go to Tenterfield, where we announced a bypass route up there, the heavy bypass route, and I've just arrived back here.
What did you think, though, when you heard about it, though?
Oh, well, the girls are just telling me about it, but what I was very disappointed about, that one of my own staff couldn't even walk along the footpath and fell over, tripped over and hurt herself. You know, that disappoints me. And another lady apparently tried to walk up the footpath and couldn't walk, and she complained about too that she was just trying to, an elderly lady was trying to walk along the footpath. So that's the report that I've just been getting.
A lot of people there saying that they were dyed-in-the-wool National Party supporters, though, but they were disappointed with the party and your stance on CSG. What would you say to them?
Well, that message wasn't delivered to me this morning, but what I will say is exactly what I said last night at the Candidates Forum. When the legacy we were left, the Labor government delivered 37 licences covering 50% of this state. We have delivered no licences, but we have renewed 4 licences, which cover 15% of the state. That's what we have in this state now, left, after what we've done. But let me remind everyone, the Labor Party renewed 7 licences while they were in power. We've renewed 4. We haven't issued any. We've renewed 4. They issued 37. They renewed 9. Or 7, sorry. They renewed 7. So, you know, we're being the hypocrites in this as far as they're concerned, but the hypocrites are the Labor Party, and they need to take part and accept some responsibility for this.
But Thomas, you've got Chris Beavis in Ballina saying he's willing to actually go against the Nationals if he is elected on the issue of coal seam gas. What are you willing to do for the community?
I've always said we need to protect our water, the environment and prime agricultural land. And I believe what we have been doing over the last 4 years is achieving that.
I guess the farmers out the front on your doorstep today don't. They're calling your policies bullshit. What have you got to say to that?
Well, I never saw it. I never witnessed it. But no doubt when I see the farmers, see the photos rather, of this morning, I'll make a comment about that then.
But there were people there and they were wearing badges saying, I'll never vote National again. That must be of concern to you as the National Party MP, that you're risking losing a big chunk of this heartland vote over this one issue of CSG.
This whole issue has been a concern with me. I've lived here all my life, and if people don't believe that I've had a concern about this issue, have not lived and understood and heard what I've been saying, and that is the trouble. Everyone's yelling in this debate, but no one has been listening.
People are saying, though, that you know they're throwing out the 87% opposed in this community as a minimum number, and they're saying that as the MP, you haven't been reflecting that.
Well, our party and our government have been reflecting that. However, I do appreciate there's been concern, and in terms of what I've been doing, I'm very proud of what our government has been achieving in trying to address the community's concerns.
Just finally, it's the ongoing thing. People say, oh, Thomas George, he's in a no-win situation, he's got a conflict of interest, his son works for Metgasco, therefore he's in a difficult position. What would you say to them?
Well, I would like anyone that says that, I would like them to show me where Metgasco's drilling and works has increased since my son has worked for them. That is a fallacy. Their show has stopped. So where is the conflict of interest?